You're listening to Fitter Kids, and it's going to be awesome. So stay tuned.
And if you're wondering who Fitter Kids are,
we are students from 3-4 Reggio from Collingwood College.
And a big thanks to 3CR and the Yarra Council.
I'm Jolene.
I'm Makeda.
And I'm Hayley.
Hi, Jolene, Makeda and Hayley. So the first question from Makeda was, where did I grow up? So I grew up in Brisbane and I moved here 15 years ago.
My cousin lives in Brisbane.
It's a very nice place.
My background is Italian, Greek and British. What is your background?
My background on my father's side is Latvian. So my great-grandparents came here from Latvia in about 1913 or 14, or great-great-grandparents. And on my mum's side, it's like British, Welsh, Irish, that kind of a vibe. Yeah. But my name is named after my father's side, which is Latvian and Russian, basically.
Okay. Do you play in any bands?
I do play in bands. I play in two bands. The band that I've been in for a couple of years now, one of them is called Annalie and the Double Lovers, and that band is myself as the singer and five other people all playing. We've got bass, drums, guitar, piano, and sometimes a saxophone or a brass section, because that band is very much focused on music from the 1950s and 60s, particularly in America, so like soul and R&B. And my other band is called Imperial Leather, and that's an all-female punk band, punk and garage band. And I'm playing with them on the weekend a couple of times, so that's really fun.
What's it like in a rock band or band?
It's really fun, particularly in Imperial Leather, because that's a group of three of my best female friends. So it's really nice to get together and do something with our time. Like, we don't just chat, we make music, and we're in a creative relationship together. So it's something that's very satisfying and enjoyable. And then when you get up on stage and you perform for your other friends or strangers, it's a really empowering and exciting thing to do. And it's very cathartic. And by cathartic, I mean it helps release some energy and connect you with other feelings in yourself that you find difficult to express. So it's brilliant, and I highly recommend it.
Why did you think of doing podcasts?
That's a good question. When I was a kid, I always really enjoyed listening to radio. I really enjoy the opportunity that audio provides for listeners to connect with an idea or a person without the visual. I feel like it's a really intimate kind of close relationship that you can have, and you can share ideas that otherwise you wouldn't be in touch with. And podcasting, it's a relatively new format, and there's been a real boom in ways and different kinds of shows that people can share. So if you're like really into what's your niche interest, you're saying you like rock music, and I think I remember, were you saying that you like swimming when I interviewed you at Collingwood?
Yeah, I like swimming, zodiac signs and rock music.
That's right. So you could, if you, Jolene, wanted to make a podcast about zodiac signs, swimming and rock music, you could do that, and you would find other people who like those three things. You know what I mean?
I love those three things.
There you go. The three of you could, if Makeda does too, then the three of you should work on that idea. So it's a really great opportunity to share your ideas and your insights on certain topics and to connect that with an audience.
Who is one of the most interesting people you have spoken to?
Wow. I've spoken with so many interesting people, so that's really hard. I guess one of my favourite music-related interviews that I've done on my radio show was with a lady called Miriam Linner from Norton Records. She was responsible with her husband in the 1980s and 90s for releasing some of the most amazing forgotten rock and roll and garage music, in particularly in America, and her life has been incredible. She's like a treasure trove of knowledge about forgotten and lost music. So that's great. But then I loved, when I came into Collingwood College the other day and I interviewed you guys for the Wander the Wood podcast, I loved getting to spend time in your classroom and just getting a sense of your relationships with each other and the way that you interact with your teachers. So for me, any interview where I get to have a real interaction is a really powerful one because it teaches me something about myself and makes me look at life in a different way.
Okay. When you came to our school last term, why did you want to speak with the kids at Collingwood College?
It was part of a walking tour of Collingwood that the Collingwood Neighbourhood House was putting together for a festival. And the community at Collingwood Commission Flats pinpointed a bunch of different spots in the community that were really important to them and that they had something to talk about. And so Collingwood College was one of them. And I thought it was really important to get as well. Sometimes you can do projects and you only hear old people's voices or specific kinds of people's voices. And it was really important to get kids involved.
I've already read that. When you do a podcast, do you feel nervous when you interview people?
I always get a sense of anticipation. Like I used to call it nerves. Sometimes I do get really nervous, but it's generally a sense of anticipation. Like I want to have a good conversation with the person who I'm speaking with. So I want them to get something out of it too. So yeah, I guess I do. And it's because I want it to turn out well. And it's not a sign of the fact that I shouldn't be doing it or that it's going to go badly. It's like the fact that I care is how I'm able to spin it. I also get nervous before every show that I play, but it's like it's because it matters to me. So I don't let that get in the way of me doing it.
Okay.
Do you work with someone called David?
No, I don't think so. Does David have a surname or is there a context for the work that I may or may not do with him?
Davey.
Oh, Davey. Yes, Davey.
You mean Davey?
Yes, Davey. Davey is my partner. He's my partner and he's also produced my band. And he also produced some music for my podcast, All Ears, which is just there. And he was going to come today and he's terribly sorry that he couldn't make it, but his band is releasing an album tomorrow, so he's doing a lot of interviews with like professionals today to promote that.
Do you enjoy working with Davey?
I love working with Davey. It's the same feeling I get that I was describing when I work with my friends. When you have a friendship or a relationship with someone, and if you're a creative person, it adds something very, very special to your process and to your project when someone you love is involved. So, yes.
Okay. Thank you. And that's all we have.
Thank you for your time today. It was lovely to meet you again.
And a big thanks to 3CR and the Yarra Council.